This is Jay Sekulow. Al-Qaeda's branch in North Africa calls for more attacks on U.S. diplomats.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
John Kerry at the Democratic Convention said, ask bin Laden if he's better off. Well, here's my retort to that. Ask our diplomats in American interest in the Mideast if they're better off.
As tragic as this is the signal that it's sending to Al-Qaeda and terrorists and extremists all around the region, which is that we did not have adequate security for our ambassador to Libya. We didn't have adequate security for our embassy in Cairo on September the 11th, and that official Americans and private Americans are vulnerable.
He went to Cairo and made a speech about let's start over, and he got the Nobel Peace Prize for just not being Bush. I think he's a well-meaning fellow, but he's quite frankly in over his head.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Our current best assessment, based on the information that we have at present, is that in fact what this began as was a spontaneous, not a premeditated, response to what had transpired in Cairo. In Cairo, as you know, a few hours earlier, there was a violent protest that was undertaken in reaction to this very offensive video that was disseminated.
Well, I think Congress should investigate what happened at our consulate in Libya, because I think the difference between a planned attack and a riot is night and day.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. We're glad our television audience is with us. If you want to talk to us on air, it's 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let me say this. Most recent information is that Al-Qaeda's affiliate in North Africa yesterday urged Muslims in the region to kill U.S. government representatives and called the death of Ambassador Stevens a gift. Let me read you the quote. We're getting reports from both AP and a whole lot of news sources, as you can imagine. Quote, we encourage all Muslims to continue to demonstrate and escalate their protests and to kill their American ambassadors and representatives or to expel them to cleanse our land from their wickedness, said a statement from Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb. The group also called last week's killing, this is a couple weeks ago, the killing of Ambassador Stevens, quote, the best gift you can give to this arrogant and unjust administration, talking about the United States. David French is a senior counsel with the ACLJ, also is a judge advocate general in the United States Army. David, we are seeing this renewed emphasis on a more widespread basis of these kind of protests. Egypt has clamped down significantly with their military, but the protests are now spreading, and I've got a map here, and our TV audience, I'll be able to see one that we'll put up on the screen. I wish our radio audience could. Let's get this map or something similar to it up on the website. We're going to do that. But it is spreading, so you've got this kind of increasing and encroaching protest that's going on and encompassing not only the Middle East, but as far away as Indonesia and in Africa as well. What's your sense of where this is going?
Well, it's spreading because they see that it's working. You know, every time you have the black flag of Al-Qaeda or Islamic Jihad flying over an American embassy, that's a win for the other side. And when they see that victory, when they see our weakness, it encourages these further outbreaks.
So you think this is an expansion of looking at their past success over the last 10 days. Now they're emboldened.
Absolutely. I mean, it's been a pattern forever. If they lose, if they fail, it doesn't spread. If they win, if they succeed, it spreads.
Well, we're taking direct action on this, folks. And as I have mentioned, there are right now, and this is important to understand, three separate measures in the United States Senate dealing with the funding of these governments. We give billions, literally billions of dollars every year of taxpayer money, money from you and me, that goes to governments that are controlled by the Muslim Brotherhood or Islamic regimes. We are right now waiving when we give this money the requirement that they meet fundamental human rights. The president has the authority to waive that. That's exactly what they've done. There's now calls from both Republicans and Democrats in the United States Senate to stop this funding of these groups. And we are approaching 70,000 signatures on our petition. We could well go over that today, and I want to get to 100,000 by the end of the week. So here's what we need you to do. We've got a petition that's going to the president, going to the Senate, stop the funding of these Islamic groups through our taxpayer resources. Here is the number. It's 1-877-989-2255. Now, you can also go to aclj.org and sign the petition there. But, folks, momentum's growing to get this funding stopped. We need your help. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
The Middle East is exploding. The U.S. ambassador to Libya and three members of his staff have been murdered. Radical extremists scaled the embassy walls and attacked our compound. Those who murdered our diplomats celebrated their deaths while burning American flags. This senseless anti-American violence has spilled over to Egypt as well, where the Muslim Brotherhood, controlled by radical Islamists, head up the government. Protesters stormed the U.S. embassy in Cairo, scaling the wall and tearing down an American flag. During this critical time, the ACLJ is calling on the Obama administration to stand up for America, stop apologizing, and condemn these abhorrent acts. Also, stop all U.S. funding to these countries. It's time to stop sending U.S. dollars to nations that want to destroy America. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org. The release of Pastor Youssef Nardakhani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast, and welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. Let me play for you a flashback. This is the NASA administrator talking about what President Obama instructed him regarding his mission. Now, this was right on the anniversary of the first speech in Cairo, which is, I think, set the framework for this problem. I'm going to play one that's very clear, and we're going to get some comments, and we're going to play a second one. Let's play number 23 first.
I'm here in the region. It's sort of the first anniversary of President Barack Obama's visit to Cairo and his speech there when he gave what has now become known as Obama's Cairo Initiative, where he announced that he really wanted this to be a new beginning of the relationship between the United States and the Muslim world.
Now, it's interesting that they're celebrating this in Cairo because, frankly, my view of the situation is that Cairo's speech of the president's from 2009 has created this problem. And what we did was we had a fundamental shift of showing strength and went into more of an appeasement, get-along mode with regimes that are dictatorial is an understatement. But you had a guy like Mubarak, who was no saint by any imagination, but was certainly an ally of the United States and Israel. And he's now replaced, which we supported. The United States government supported the ouster of Mubarak. And in place, we've got the Muslim Brotherhood. And David, you mentioned this on the broadcast, and worse, running the government in Egypt.
Right, that's right. We've had the top two vote-getters in Egypt were the Muslim Brotherhood and the Salafist Party, which is worse than the Muslim Brotherhood. The secularists, the liberals, weren't even on the radar screen electorally.
Now you've got the NASA administrator that now will say why and what his mission is as the head of NASA. And then, folks, I'm going to have you take some direct action. I want everybody to listen to Charles Bolden, director administrator of NASA, about his instructions from the President of the United States, number 24.
Before I became the NASA administrator, he charged me with three things. One was he wanted me to help re-inspire children to want to get into science and math. He wanted me to expand our international relationships. And third, and perhaps foremost, he wanted me to find a way to reach out to the Muslim world and engage much more with dominantly Muslim nations to help them feel good about their historic contribution to science and engineering, science, math, and engineering.
Yeah, that's wonderful, because now what this outreach has produced is Al-Qaeda saying that they want increased attacks on our diplomats. I'm talking about the United States diplomats and personnel, and killing them, as they did with Ambassador Stevens, is to be glorified by the Islamists. That's what they're saying is a good thing to do. So I think the Cairo speech, and that's where I've been saying this for 2 years, folks, this Cairo speech set the course of disaster. And here's another reason why the Cairo speech set a course of disaster. The president of the United States denied our Judeo-Christian heritage. Listen to what he said in Cairo at the particular time about our heritage in the United States.
You know, I've said before that one of the great strengths of the United States is, although, as I mentioned, we have a very large Christian population, we do not consider ourselves a Christian nation or a Jewish nation or a Muslim nation. We consider ourselves a nation of citizens.
That is the most nonsensical statement I have ever heard from the president. We consider ourselves a nation of citizens. I said this also. You know, Nazi Germany considered themselves a nation of citizens. That's not the how you determine your history and your heritage. But denying our Judeo-Christian heritage is a dangerous thing because that is the true heritage of America. So, folks, we now got a situation where the president of the United States can stop this funding of $1.3 billion, and it's actually more than that, going to the Muslim Brotherhood-led governments in Egypt and some of these other ones we're supporting as well. Now, we have an ambassador that's been killed in Libya. We've had the Al-Qaeda flag flying over our embassy in Cairo. And in Benghazi, of course, we lost our ambassador. And you ask yourself, why are we giving $1.3 billion of our money and we have our outreach of NASA being, you know, engaging the Muslim world, which to me is absurd? Here's what we need to do. We need to send a message to the White House and to the rest of the world that we're not giving our hard-earned taxpayer dollars, that we're having to borrow. This is what Paul Rand said, which is correct. We're borrowing money from China so that we can give it to Islamists. And if that doesn't make sense to you, and it sure doesn't to me, then I want you to take direct action. We have a petition going right now to stop this funding. But I need to get to 100,000 signatures for Than Bennett and our government affairs team to do their job here. So I need your help. You go to your phones right now at 1-877-989-2255, and you add your name to this petition. That's 877-989-2255, or you can go to aclj.org and sign the petition online. But let me encourage you, folks, time is of the essence here. We've got to get this done this week. It's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Let's take direct action. We're also going to be taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Rob is calling. He's on line one. Hi, Rob.
How you doing? I got a question.
Sure.
That this is the reuniting of the Arab nations, and if they do reunite, I believe, and it's still a question, but I believe that they have the power to destroy Israel.
A united Arab, to be very specific, a united Muslim attack on Israel could be devastating, and that mostly, and not conventional weapons, though. David, let's talk about that. The nuclear, because you've got this Iranian threat going on at the very same time. Folks, I want you to know this is just a concept that I have. I'm not giving this as doctrine here. I think what's happening is because we know the Iranians operate in proxy. They utilize, the Muslim Brotherhood. They utilize Hezbollah. They utilize Hamas. All this distraction going on in other with these protests and Iran continuing to develop their nuclear capabilities. To me, it's a giant distraction. And a nuclear Iran would be absolutely devastating.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, do we not study what our enemies say? Iran has said again and again and again that its desire is to wipe Israel off the map. The only way that they can do that right now is through nuclear weapons. And you're right to be suspicious when you see the entire periphery of Israel erupting in unrest.
Right.
That is going to take the eye off the ball in Iran, and it might take the American eye off the ball in Iran. And I think that that's one of the many negative side effects of what's happening right now.
I'm looking at this map, and we're going to put it on TV for our audience. We'll put a really good shot of it. But as you can see right here, I mean, it's the entire Middle East is engulfed. Benjamin Netanyahu talked about what's going on right now in the Middle East, number four.
They put their zealotry above their survival. They have suicide bombers all over the place. I wouldn't rely on their rationality. You know, since the advent of nuclear weapons, you've had countries that had access to nuclear weapons who always made a careful calculation of cost and benefit. But Iran is guided by a leadership with an unbelievable fanaticism. It's the same fanaticism that you see storming your embassies today. You want these fanatics to have nuclear weapons?
I mean, could you imagine them with nuclear weapons? It'd be absolutely disastrous, and I think even beyond that, ludicrous, and you cannot wait. We're going to play that bite in a minute. We've got a lot of calls coming in. I'm going to go right to them. If you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Kimberly is calling from Texas. She's on line two. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi, Jay. Thanks for taking
sure.
I keep up with you, and thank you for what you do. I was reading an article in the New York Times recently that on August 20th, our government, they froze an account for Hezbollah, and they took $150 million. It said that the money that Hezbollah needs, because they're growing and they need more money to operate, they have been involved in criminal
activity. Yeah, what you're asking is a very real question. That is, we have traditionally, David, frozen the money, the assets of terrorist groups. We did that with Iran. We did it with Hezbollah. We did that with Muslim Brotherhood funds in the past. But now that these governments are being run by these entities, it's changed the whole financial dynamic. We're
right.
Actually funding them with taxpayer dollars.
It's not a terrorist entity anymore. It's the government of Egypt.
Right.
I mean, that's how negative this development is. We have Muslim Brotherhood, an institution founded in many ways to oppose the very existence of Israel, to oppose the United States, now running the government of the most powerful Arab country. I mean, that is a stunning development. We went from an ally to a Muslim Brotherhood enemy inside the course of about 18 months.
Well, and let's take that a step further, because that's a really great question that was asked, and that is, we've had this traditional way of responding, and we're not doing that anymore because of this. We're almost viewing, and I don't know why we're doing well. I think the president has this initiative. These are not. I still believe that the Muslim Brotherhood is not a legitimate governing regime. They were voted in by the people. Whatever, they voted in radical Islamists, and we have to call it the way it is.
You know, like our money to Egypt, which used to be money to support an ally who actually did things to help us, is more
including
like
keeping peace in the region.
Right. It's more like trying to pay protection money to the mob.
Yeah.
If we still give you money, will you not hurt us? If we still give you money, will you not really oppose us? And that is not the right way to conduct a foreign policy.
Well, folks, right now what we're doing, I want you to visualize this for a moment. We are going to China and say, will you give us $1.3 billion that we can borrow? And then we're going to take that $1.3 billion and we're not going to spend it on domestic issues here in the United States or helping our military. What we're going to do is take $1.3 billion we're borrowing from the Chinese and we're going to give it to the Muslim Brotherhood-led Egyptian government. And President Obama has also said, I want to forgive what they already owe us, which is $3 billion. He wants to forgive at least $1 billion of it this year and then give them another $1.3 billion. If you say enough's enough, then you go to ACLJ.org and sign this petition right now saying stop the funding of these Islamic-led Brotherhood groups in the Middle East. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org. You can go right to the website, ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255. Folks, you got to take action now. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
The release of Pastor Youssef Nardakhani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org. The Middle East is exploding. The U.S. ambassador to Libya and three members of his staff have been murdered. Radical extremists scaled the embassy walls and attacked our compound. Those who murdered our diplomats celebrated their deaths while burning American flags. This senseless anti-American violence has spilled over to Egypt as well, where the Muslim Brotherhood, controlled by radical Islamists, head up the government. Protesters stormed the U.S. embassy in Cairo, scaling the wall and tearing down an American flag. During this critical time, the ACLJ is calling on the Obama administration to stand up for America, stop apologizing, and condemn these abhorrent acts. Also, stop all U.S. funding to these countries. It's time to stop sending U.S. dollars to nations that want to destroy America. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the broadcast. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let me say this. We've got in Egypt, you know, as they said, they're kind of clamped down on this violence. Are you ready for this? Egyptian authorities, this is a government we're giving money to, has now issued arrest warrants for the individuals responsible for this video film, this 13-minute YouTube video by some Coptic Christians that supposedly led to the unrest, which, of course, Libya said, no, these were all premeditated. But nevertheless, the Egyptian authorities have issued arrest warrants for these Coptic Christians, as well as that pastor in Florida. And look, I mean, you may think the video was disgusting and distasteful and wrong, but it is protected by the First Amendment. And we're going to now allow the Egyptian government to, you know, have they want Interpol to arrest people, and they want the United States to basically send them over to Egypt for trial. Now, if you think that this is absurd, you're right. It's absolutely absurd. And again, the Egyptian authorities don't seem to get it, but I'll tell you what I think they will get. We cancel $1.3 billion of money to them, and we don't forgive them the billions they owe us. They'll remember that, and that Muslim Brotherhood government will remember that. So what we're doing is asking you to join with us in stopping that funding. Again, it's aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. David, we touched on the fact that this is spreading. Egypt's clamped down, but yet again, they issued these arrest warrants, so you know exactly what's going on there politically. But it's spreading now throughout the region and even to other parts of the world. What's your sense of the coordination effort here? Because I'm going to play something by Jay Carney in just a moment where they're giving a window of opening to say maybe this wasn't just this film.
You know, it seems to me that what happened was on September 11th, you had a couple of attacks, one in Libya that seemed to be a direct military-style assault, one in Egypt that was mob violence that was controlled and directed by radicals, and it succeeded. It succeeded on both counts, and it succeeded spectacularly. You had a U.S. ambassador killed. You had the U.S. embassy stormed in Egypt. And so that encouraged all that we're seeing. You know, Osama bin Laden said something that the radicals backed the strong horse. Well, they saw what they perceived as the strong horse taking down American embassies on September 11th, and that encouraged radicals across the region.
So Jay Carney, you know, the White House has been saying, no, it's all about, this whole thing started because of a film. They had Susan Rice, the U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, say, no, this film is what started it. This film that, by the way, had been out for 4 months and nobody noticed because it's on YouTube. It's not a film. I mean, anybody can put anything on YouTube, but nevertheless, that's the excuse. Well, they're getting pressed pretty hard right now because the president of Libya came out and said, no, these were premeditated, pre-planned and coordinated global attacks, or at least regional attacks, in the Middle East. I want you to listen carefully what Jay Carney said yesterday at the press conference, folks, because they're already starting to open up their window to realize that this may, in fact, be a lot more than just a reaction to a lousy YouTube posting, number 31.
Based on what we know now and knew at the time, we have no evidence of a pre-planned or premeditated attack. This, however, remains under investigation, and if more facts come to light that change our assessment of what transpired in Benghazi and why and how, we will welcome those facts and make you aware of them.
So we've got the That's the beginning of the opening, folks, because they know as this continues over the next several weeks, it's going to be determined that these were well-coordinated attacks and that the film, if anything, was just a ruse or just a cover. But I think this whole thing is a giant distraction, folks, from what's going on in Iran. I think what's happening in the Middle East with these protests is a distraction put in place by the Iranian regime and their proxies with the goal of developing that nuclear weapon that they will not hesitate to deploy against Israel and others. We're going back to our phones. If you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110. If you're on the line, stay there. We're going to be taking more of your phone calls in the next 30 minutes of the broadcast. Let's go to Juliet. She's calling from Georgia on line two. Hi, Juliet.
Hi. This Jay, I met you at the Mercer Law Library some years ago.
I was going to say, if it was at the Mercer Law Library, it was many years ago, but go ahead. Thanks.
And so I had been writing Saxby Chambliss.
Mm-hmm. Your senator's from Georgia.
And telling them for at least 2 years, stop giving money to any Islamic countries, stop arming them, stop training them, stop giving money to build mosques in Islamic countries.
Well, you know this, Juliet, that in fact that the money that we've given to Egypt, David, primarily in the past has been for the military, and that could now well be used against our own ally Israel. I mean, that's the danger here with the Muslim Brotherhood-led government. Juliet brings up a very important point.
It's been money given to Israel to buy some of the most advanced American weapons out there that could possibly be used against Israel.
People need to understand that. Egypt has received money to the military when they were our ally that for military acquisitions of assets that now are in the hands of the Muslim Brotherhood and
exactly.
worse.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, three pieces of legislation, though, pending, Juliet, that should be focused on here. Senator Inhofe has introduced a bill which tells the president basically stop the funding of Egypt, Libya, these other countries until we have very serious assurances based on the Vienna Convention. Senator DeMint and Senator Corker have introduced a legislation that would mandate real investigations into these attacks. And even Democrat Senator Bill Nelson has called for the Senate Intelligence Committee to have oversight hearings investigating these attacks as well. And bottom line is the president has the power through the State Department to indefinitely suspend this aid, but they're not going to do that unless they hear from the American people in large numbers. And that's where you come in, folks. Again, if you haven't signed this petition, just a few days to do it. We want to get to 100,000. We're getting close. We're probably over 75,000 between phones and internet, even probably close to 80,000 by now. You go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Let's go to Anthony in Florida. He's on line six. Hi, Anthony.
Thank you, Jay. This administration is backwards. We were having a hard time supporting Israel, yet we're forking over money to a country who hates our guts, Egypt, and other areas in that region.
Well, it's even more than that. I mean, the president of the United States has refused to meet with Benjamin Netanyahu when he's in the United States, the prime minister of Israel. He refused to meet with him, but he's certainly doing his event with Jay-Z, and he's doing his fundraising event, and he's on Jay Leno and all of these other events. He's doing, but not going to meet with the president of the prime minister of Israel. But he's invited the president of Egypt, the Muslim Brotherhood-led president of Egypt, Morsi, to meet in the White House. So you tell me where these alliances lie, David. This is probably the most significant danger. Just got about 30 seconds here.
Has there ever been a more comprehensive failure of a charm offensive in American history?
The worst.
It's stunning. I mean, we're suspending our operations with Afghan allies because they keep killing our troops. Where's the charm offensive?
Yeah, well, it's not working. And I think the reality is we've got a situation where the Middle East is a powder keg that is imploding and exploding as we are on the air. We are monitoring it for you with our offices in Jerusalem and our offices in Africa, too, by the way, engaged in this. Folks, if you're on the line, stay there. We're going to be taking more calls in the next 30 minutes of the broadcast. If you want to call us, it's 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Now, let me talk directly to our television and radio audience. Audiences that are listening today. Folks, we need direct action here. We want this funding stopped. Let's not give another $1 billion plus to these Islamic-run regimes in the Middle East taking our money that we're borrowing from China and then using it against our ally Israel. I need you to stand with us on this. You do it by going to ACLJ.org and signing this petition now. That's ACLJ.org, or you call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. 989-2255 or ACLJ.org. And I encourage all of you to make that call right now or go to ACLJ.org or call 877-989-2255 and take a stand for freedom.
During this critical time, the ACLJ is calling on the Obama administration to stand up for America, stop apologizing, and condemn these abhorrent acts. Also, stop all U.S. funding to these countries. It's time to stop sending U.S. dollars to nations that want to destroy America. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.